Welcome to the Weight Loss for Healthcare Providers podcast with Delaine MD, the podcast for healthcare professionals struggling to lose weight. If you are a physician, nurse, or other clinician looking to permanently shed those pounds, gain control, stop emotional eating, and live a fuller, more authentic, and happier life, Dr. Delaine Vaughn offers sustainable strategies and the support you need to overcome the challenges that undermine permanent weight loss. Hello, welcome back to the Delaine MD podcast. Thanks for listening. So I hope everybody is enjoying their summer. It's a sunny Sunday in Wichita. It's got to be pushing 100 degrees. I love every minute of it. I know I'm one of the weirdos that thinks that's wonderful, but I do. So I hope everybody's settling into summer and finding a way to enjoy it, even if you're not one that enjoys all that heat. We're getting ready to go on vacation. Our family's going on a rock climbing vacation. We do rock climbing, and this is typically how we spend our summer vacations. So we're going to do that, spend some time on the lake, and just try to relax a little bit. So we leave in a week for that. Lots coming up. Excited. Looking forward to everything. Today, I am going to give you guys everything you've always asked me for. For those of you who've always asked me, tell me what I'm supposed to eat. Here it comes. Your wishes are coming true. It's happening today. We are going to talk about my philosophy on what we're supposed to eat. So everyone wants to know, do I eat keto? Do I count calories? Do I do low fat? Do I do high fat and low carbs? What about intermittent fasting? What about organic versus inorganic? Today, I'm gonna give it all to you. Anybody who's listened to this podcast or any of my Facebook lives know it's never going to be that easy. So my philosophy is really quite simple. We are animals. We are a human animal. We are an animal that has a dependent relationship with the earth, just like every other animal on the earth. Every other animal on the earth eats the food that the earth makes for them exactly the way the earth makes it for them. My patients, they hear me say this all the time. Squirrels aren't out there complaining about acorns and asking for pizza. You don't hear deer complaining about the grass and asking to go for Chinese food tonight. We are the only animals in all of the earth that says, yes, earth, I see your lettuce, I see your cucumbers, I see your tomatoes. I think I'm going to go ahead and have a Red Bull and Doritos, though. Thanks. And then we can't figure out why we're all sick. As a human animal, we should be eating foods of the earth just like any other animal on the earth. The earth makes our food just the way we need to eat it, exactly the way we need to eat it. Foods found in nature have the perfect amount of fiber, fat, protein, and carbohydrates in the perfect ratios for our human bodies. This is true for everything. This is true for fruits, vegetables, nuts, mushrooms, and meats. So when people ask me what should they eat, I tell them it's quite simple. Determine if you can find the food that you're looking at in nature. If the answer is yes, then it's probably okay. If the answer is no, then you should probably avoid it. So examples of this. A strawberry. You can go and pluck a strawberry from the vine, rinse it, and eat it just like it came from the earth. But you're never going to find strawberry jelly out there, right? Strawberry jelly, we cook it to release its natural sugars and mobilize its natural sugars to make it sweeter. That's not good enough for us. So we, of course, add either sugar or high fructose corn syrup to it. And then we put it in a jar and put it on a shelf and we call it food. That is not a natural source of food, of course. Another more subtle example, everybody believes that bread and pasta and crackers, they're all low fat, right? They're wonderful. They're good for us. Even the USDA food pyramid tells us we should eat these things, right? But what I want to offer to you is you will never pluck those foods from a field anywhere. You can pick wheat in a field and bring it to me, but we do not eat it in the form that we pick it in the field, right? We grind it down, we concentrate that nutrient, we mix that nutrient with milk and egg and sugar and yeast, and then we bake it. We put some preservatives in there, some emulsifiers in there, so we love it, and then we put it on a shelf.
That is not food. That is not food the way the earth made it for us. The same is true for pasta and crackers. That is not food in the way that the earth has made it for us. So sometimes people want to split hairs about things like organic versus inorganic foods. But I want to offer that this is not the overwhelming issue. Nobody's got fat off of inorganic tomatoes, right? Organic versus inorganic is not the issue at hand. Other things that people will ask about, chicken or meat. We can't really eat meat the way that it's found in nature. This is true. You need to cook it. We cook it for a variety of reasons. One, so it's a little more digestible for us. Two, it kills off any kind of parasites or bugs that might be associated with meat, especially tens of thousands of years ago before we tried to clean up our food sources. But either way, you can bring me a chicken. You can point out where the breast, where the thigh, where the leg come from. You can point to that on a live animal chicken. You'll never point out a chicken nugget or a chicken finger on a chicken because those are not real foods. So again, what it comes down to is, can you find this food in nature? If the answer is yes, then it's probably okay. If the answer is I don't think so, then it's probably not. We want to split hairs on these things and complicate it, but what I want to offer to you, it is not complicated. It's not organic versus inorganic. It's not the ground beef that's making us fat. It's not the chicken breasts that are making us fat. It's the Doritos. It's the pizza. It's the wings. It's the fries. It's the milkshakes. It's the crackers. It's the popcorn. It's the M&Ms, the Snickers, the Twixes, the gummy bears, the Twizzlers, which, by the way, both Twizzlers and gummy bears are low fat if you look on their packages. It's the Red Bulls, the Nosses, the Frappa Kappa Bappa Chappas from Starbucks. None of these foods are found anywhere in the natural world. They're perversions, they're alterations, the debasements of our natural food sources. Strawberry Twizzlers and strawberry jelly has no similarity to a strawberry. It's even the flavor is a poor imitation of the natural flavor of a strawberry. All of these processed foods are mimics that we as a society have come to believe are nourishing our body, and they are not. So my philosophy on food and eating is that it is actual biology. Food is actually biology. It's not a supernatural activity. It's nothing special. The earth totally has our backs. Everything that the earth makes for us is perfect for our bodies, just the way that it comes from the earth. When we try to quote unquote improve the food, we ruin it. And in turn, it makes us ill, physically and biologically ill. So the other thing I want to offer is that we assign a lot of complicated meaning to eating. We have all these thoughts like, I have to eat multiple meals per day, like 3 full meals and 2 snacks, or 6 small meals a day, or I have to eat macronutrients in a certain ratio, or I have to tie every social event that we have, that we participate in, is always tied to eating and food, right? We believe that we have to eat together as a family always. That's one of the most important cornerstones of family life, right? Or the belief that I must have my pre-workout or my post-workout if I'm going to be physically active. So there may be a role in all of these ideas. There may be some truth to all of these ideas. But what I want to offer to you is that if our species relied on these things back tens of thousands of years ago, we would have never survived and propagated our species to a point that we were the dominant species on the planet. Yes, certain post and pre-workout concoctions are important if people have bodybuilding goals or muscle mass goals. Yes, that can play a role for those folks. But it's not what's going on with your weight gain, with your overweight body. It's not what's going on with diabetes. It's not what's going on with high cholesterol. It's not the sole result of those workout drinks. The improvement or the worsening is not because of the workout drink, right? It's certainly nice to eat a meal together as a family, or it's nice to eat at social events too. However, if you're overeating to the point that you're getting diabetes as a family or at social events, then it's no longer in your best interest. And it's certainly not what propagated us as a species. It's not what's required for us to live. Yes, we might need to eat micronutrients in a certain ratio, but we don't have to count them. And you know how you know this? Nature, one, provides these macronutrients exactly as you need them. And two, what I would offer, if you needed to figure out the macronutrients in order for us to survive and live, we would have died off as a species tens of thousands of years ago because there wasn't a chart for us to look up our macronutrients on. It's not required. It doesn't need to be that complicated. If we as humans needed six small meals a day, we would have never survived the first famine, the first event of food scarcity. We would have never made it. We would have died off as a species. If we needed to eat at every social event to remain connected, we would have also died off as a species. We would have never been able to sustain that feeling of connected all the time. Our tribe would have fallen apart, scattered ways, and never survived. We don't need food to feel connected. We need to change our thoughts if we're not feeling connected. Eating doesn't need to be this complicated. Truly, it's just eating. Eating is just like breathing or sleeping or glomerular filtration with our kidney function or the synaptic firing of neurons in our brain or the fertilization of eggs with sperm. It's a natural biologic function that is required to sustain the human animal. But most of our biologic functions, we don't have any kind of emotion assigned to them. In fact, we're very rarely aware that they're even going on. But we assign a very complicated meaning to eating. Interestingly, nobody ever thinks that they might lose their marbles and indulge in all of that really good air. I might get too much of it. Similarly, nobody says, hey, let's get together this weekend and go and breathe. This is something that we reserve for food. But what I want to offer you is eating can be the same. Eating is the process that brings sustenance into our body and provides nutrients and energy to keep our bodies alive. That's all it has to be. All of the other stuff is just thoughts. And we all know these are optional, right? Thoughts aren't required. They're not inevitable. They can totally be managed. This is where life coaching comes in. So before you all send me hate mail, because I'm saying you can never have anything good, I want to offer all of you, you might have heard me say this, I'm not a never ever girl, right? I'm not the kind of person that thinks you can never ever ever have a piece of cake or some kind of food that isn't naturally occurring. A squirrel can steal a peanut butter and jelly from a picnic basket and eat it. The squirrel won't die from one peanut butter and jelly. In fact, my guess is the squirrel would think the PB&J is amazing in every way. But if the squirrel eats the peanut butter and jelly every single day, it will become ill just like a human being will. You can totally have birthday cake on your birthday. You can't have it on everybody's birthday. You can completely have Christmas dinner on Christmas Day. But if you have Christmas dinner every day between Thanksgiving and Christmas, you're going to get sick. It's not the way a human animal was meant to live, constantly consuming large amounts of nutrients all the time. Unfortunately, though, how we live right now is that we are constantly consuming large amounts of nutrients all the time, and that's how we get sick. But what I want to offer you is a human being can totally live a life free of medication, free of illness, and in accordance with all the rules of nature, all the laws of nature, right? But it requires us to let go of some of those thoughts that aren't serving us. Again, the thought that we need six small meals a day is not true, and it doesn't serve our body. The thought that we have to eat at every social event is also not true and doesn't serve our body. The thought that we know best what our bodies should have, especially if what we think is best is not found in nature, that also doesn't serve us. In fact, all of these thoughts make us biologically ill. So if you're interested in becoming naturally healthy, if living this way in accordance with nature is something that you're interested in, Delane MD is the program that is right for you. Message me at Delane MD, sign up for a free mini coaching session, see what there is to offer. We can get you started living this way, the healthiest version of yourself, as soon as possible. So you guys let me know what you think. You know, I always want to hear your feedback. I hope you guys enjoy the rest of the week, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.
You've been listening to the Delane MD Weight Loss for Healthcare Providers podcast with Dr. Delane Vaughn. To learn more about life and weight coaching with Dr. Delane Vaughn, visit www.delanemd.com.